on the Russia collusion investigation, which he conducted, a probe that lasted nearly 2 years. His appearance came in a crowded conference room at the Justice Department. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Thank you for being here.
In his first public comment since starting the probe, Mueller said his team worded its report very carefully.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime.
Mueller says he believes he was constitutionally barred from charging the president, who has said the report fully clears his campaign of conspiring with Russia to sway the 2016 race and clears him of trying to obstruct the investigation. Mueller says the report speaks for itself, and while he's not ruling out testifying before Congress, says he would not tell lawmakers anything beyond what's in the report. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In an AP interview, former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says Mueller made it clear that everything anyone needs to know is in his report.
The product he produced is what he believes is the most accurate statement of what his conclusions were, and that if we want to know the answers to questions, we should read the report. We should not listen to what other people think the report says.
The United States has walked out of the Conference on Disarmament in Geneva. It was in protest to Venezuela assuming the rotating presidency of the United Nations Forum. The U.S. ambassador at the conference, Robert Wood, says the socialist regime of Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro is dead and that self-styled interim president Juan Guaido should name someone to be seated in his place in Geneva. For more news around the clock, you can always go online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says Iran was almost certainly responsible for attacks earlier this month on oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. And he claimed there was no reason for Tehran to back out of its six-power nuclear agreement, except to pursue atomic weapons. The United States abandoned that treaty a year ago. Bolton also laid a new charge on Tehran's doorstep. Here's AP's Charles Ledesma with that report.
Bolton's remarks made in the Emirati capital of Abu Dhabi mark the first time anyone has alleged that Yanbu was targeted during the ongoing Persian Gulf crisis. Yanbu is the terminus, the final point, of Saudi Arabia's east-west oil pipeline. That pipeline was recently targeted by Yemen's Houthi rebels in a coordinated drone attack. Bolton said he suspected Iran was behind the failed attack, but did not elaborate. Officials in Saudi Arabia could not be immediately reached for comment. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Chinese telecom giant Huawei is challenging the constitutionality of the United States trying to limit its equipment sales. It's going to a U.S. federal court in Texas to do it. The company's chief legal officer is asking that it decide whether it is being wrongfully barred from selling its products to the American government and its contractors. Huawei is the world's largest manufacturer of 5G equipment. The Trump administration says Huawei could use its systems to spy for Beijing and is a threat to international cybersecurity. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration, TSA, is changing its policy on airline passengers carrying cannabis products on commercial flights. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
A spokesman for the International Air Transport Association says the group doesn't expect the planes to fly for another 10 to 12 weeks. Anthony Counsell says that estimate is based on American carriers saying they're not scheduling the 737s for commercial flights through August. The Federal Aviation Administration will be among the regulators with final say. But the FAA hasn't provided a timeline on decisions that could allow the planes to resume service. The MAX jets have been grounded since mid-March after two deadly crashes that killed 346 people. I'm Mike Hempen.
That report from Mike Hempen is about the future of the ill-fated 737 MAX jets from Boeing. It is a first here in the United States. A state government has taken a drug company to court trying to make the case it owns some of the blame for the opioid crisis. The state is Oklahoma. The company is Johnson & Johnson, which Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter says has been motivated by greed. Sudan's capital, Khartoum, is in the midst of a two-day strike to dramatize a popular demand for an end to the country's military rule. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America, VOA1.